Hello and welcome to Breakfast Bad. I'm here with Owen and Steph. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
I've forgotten, it's been so long. Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad.
Yeah, I've been watching Breaking Bad again.
Have you?
What, yeah. From like the beginning?
Well, from series two.
Oh, from so now Lucy knows you watched it all. Right. Should we start again?
Oh.
I thought that's what you're going to say next.
I'm watching it on my own.
Right, okay. Just like you'll be doing everything else from now on, by the sound of
things. Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Cool. I started watching it again. I got about as far as season four, and then time ran out.
Why did time run out? So much time's still going on.
No, that's it now. I went away and stuff, didn't I? And now I'm watching other stuff.
What are you watching?
Sons of Anarchy.
I haven't started that yet.
Yes.
Is that worth a watch?
Yeah,
it's
man,
18,
yeah.
though, isn't it?
What are you trying to
it's
say?
It's like a full-on 18, yeah.
Is it?
It's pretty grim in places. But
is
you
it a bit
watch...
much for you?
No, it's not me, but like I like to watch things like that with Lucy, but she doesn't like anything that's too...
No, it's all right.
You sound like you're lying. She's
no,
not going to be listening.
Because Louise is funny about stuff as well, and she's managed it. She's only cried about four or five times so far.
It's quite harrowing, but it is, like, I think it's the best thing I've watched.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you have for breakfast, Steph?
I had pancakes, bacon and syrup.
Okay. What did you have for breakfast, Owen?
I had the biggest baguette in the world for the bacon. Like an entire baguette for the bacon. It was too much. You should have made it that big.
Mine was so big it had to go on a tray. Couldn't even fit on a plate. Oh, dear.
That's that, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to take this opportunity to say happy birthday to Steph.
Thanks. Gave me a wonderful birthday. I've got a cake already.
30 years old today. How old are you?
25. Quarter of a century. I feel really old.
Wish I was 25. Wish I was 35.
Have you got anything else to say about
that? I thought you might say happy birthday to
us. I said it at the same time.
And I said it by text and on Facebook.
Yeah,
that's all
I got the
birthdays.
Triple whammy.
You, like, I wish you happy birthday the first out of everyone that you knew yesterday. And then
no,
you
didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
It was like a minute past 12.
Oh, that didn't come up on my Facebook?
No, like, we were talking to each other.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you did. Oh, okay.
And then you gave
and
someone
I
else
gave
massive
God.
Props.
I gave...
Oh, you're the first one to wish me happy birthday. Motherfucker.
I'm sorry. Whoa. I'm sorry.
Are we
going to
talk about this now?
Look, no. Upsetting.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we've got a special guest today. We've got a tiny little dog called Nico, and he's terrified of everything.
Yeah, yeah. There is a lot of loud noises.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I was a bit ill recently.
Just a bit?
Yeah.
A nice story?
It was alright.
It's labelled Kev sick, so...
Jesus.
Yeah, I had like a fever, like a proper fever. And when I get a fever, like I'm not a very good patient, and I was properly hallucinating and stuff. And during the night, I was like tossing and turning, like, and Lucy slept downstairs. And I couldn't get any sleep at all. I convinced myself at 3 in the morning that the only way I could go to sleep was to go and sleep outside on the trampoline. So I was going down the stairs with a duvet over my back. I just sort of came to my senses before I went out the door. But then worse than that, the next morning, you saw my nice new settee that I've got delivered.
It's a lovely settee.
Yeah.
You haven't invited me to sit on it yet.
Not yet, not yet. But yeah, it was getting delivered by men. Like, men were delivering that settee, and like Lucy was downstairs, and she came upstairs and woke me up. She's like, you need to stop. I was like, what? She went, you need to stop what you're doing. I was like, what do you mean? And I was like lying in the bed just going, oh, no. Making all these weird noises, and the men were delivering the settee. She thought that maybe they thought like she had a prisoner upstairs.
Amazing.
That was grim.
Poor Lucy.
I know.
You're over it now, right?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Okay, because you just made me breakfast, so...
Yeah. And yeah. You guys just kissed, so...
Wow.
I once had a fever when I was really, really sick, and I watched the film 50 First Dates non-stop for like 48 hours. Literally any time it stopped I just pressed play again.
Really?
And oh, I know all the worst of
that. Isn't that film...
Does that make it like 4,090
Yeah,
first
it's,
days?
It's kind of ironic because the film is about the fact that she lives every day.
Yeah, and people like watching Groundhog Day again and again and
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah. And I also once locked myself in a bathroom with a knife because I thought my mattress was trying to kill me. I thought they were trying to start a war. I was really ill. That was like in the same period of time.
Whenever I get any sort of illness now, I always go into that sort of like temperature and hallucinating thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, that's only ever happened to me like twice in my life.
I mean, I'm not good with it. Owen, what do you like as a patient? I bet you're a nightmare.
No, I've never been like really, really ill. I just kind of get colds and stuff. Like I've never
consistently.
Yeah, just like throughout life. I once had a Chinese and it made me a little bit sick, and I did a sick and it looked like a wonton soup and it made me be sick again. And that's about as bad as it's got.
So I was so ill that I couldn't eat at all. Like, and I stopped eating on Monday and I didn't eat again until Thursday. So I went that entire period without putting anything, and no food at all. It's the longest I've ever been without food.
I don't know if I believe you.
It's true, I promise you.
Didn't you have like anything?
No, I didn't have anything. I couldn't even, I could barely drink water. I couldn't do anything. Like, and like when when I sort of like came to, like, and I was like, right, I can eat now. I was sort of thinking, I could probably do a couple more days here, Mel. Now that I was in the habit of not
eating.
I'd
love to have that.
Yeah, you shrink your stomach.
Yeah. What I had as my reintroduction meal, I couldn't think what to eat. But I wanted something that was quite tasty that wasn't going to kill me. So I had a cup of gravy with some bread dipped in it.
That's why you're the weirdest one. That's why you're the weirdest one.
I couldn't even finish it.
My favourite, like,
well, if I'm... Gravy.
Because it's weird.
If I'm hungover or ill, it's not... I'm glad you added the bread to that. I thought you just said I had a cup of gravy.
Yeah, dip some bread in it.
I have to have Marmite on toast and then tea and biscuits.
You have that every time anyway.
That's what I mean. That's my, like, go-to food if I don't feel very nice. Like,
I always have soup if I'm not well, soup normally.
Oh, and I don't like it because it hits the pit of your belly. Like, that's why when I'm hungover, I can't drink water, I have to drink milk. Because it's like a bit more solid.
Does that not curdle with all the
sambuca? No, everyone says that, but I don't drink sambuca, do I? I drink tequila, so it's much better. No, it's because I need something a bit more substance-y in my stomach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On that note.
Is that all the sick that we're going to talk about?
Yeah, I think so for now.
Okay.
Right, Steph's got some news for us. Steph?
I feel like I should have checked this fact before. Okay. So I remember reading in the paper the other day that they've basically found a way to start curing like skin cancer.
Mm.
And basically they give you a virus or something that treats like herpes and it treats skin cancer.
Have they seen World War Z?
No, they haven't, but is that what happened?
Well, yeah, they...
Maybe I just watched World War Z. No, I definitely read it in the paper.
Yeah, it ends really badly for mankind.
I don't say that, I was going to watch it tonight.
Well, what were you going to say? Yeah.
Well, it's called World War Z and it's about zombies. What were you expecting?
Well, I thought it might sort of have a good ending.
I think...
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to say anything else about it, but just... I think if anyone in the population turns into a zombie, it's probably a bad day for mankind.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I don't know any of the science behind it. I skim read it at one point.
Why don't you, like... What do you think the science might be?
Well...
speculate
stuff. If you're gonna cure something like herpes... Because herpes is the same thing as like a cold sore virus, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So... you're going to cure... An affliction on the skin or in the skin, so it's the same sort of thing, isn't it? Okay. It's the antibodies that are fighting that would also fight skin cancer. In your face.
Isn't there something to do with snakes as well? Like snakes, aren't they using them to like cure cancer? They should use them to cure.
I feel like that's a trick.
They should use them to cure skin cancer because they shed their skins.
I don't know. I don't think I would like it if people shed their skins. Do you want to know there's a popular urban myth that sharks don't get cancer? They do.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of.
Particularly skin cancer.
Oh, really?
Don't get sharks wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, sharks do get cancer?
They do get cancer, yeah.
I was going to say, can't anything get... I didn't know about that urban myth.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's a good one. But I think it's because people just want them to seem more like... Like, people like hating sharks, don't they? And I know that upsets you.
They can't even fucking get cancer.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. That's the sort of thing some knobhead would say, isn't it? Anyway.
They can't swim backwards, though, can they?
No. Do they need to? They're too
far. I'm just saying, it's like, that is a fact.
Isn't that out of, like, Deep Blue Sea or something?
Huh?
Is that not, like, a thing out of Deep Blue Sea? Like, don't worry, if you stand behind it, it won't get you.
Yeah, that because they can't, and then they do in that because they're magic sharks.
They can turn around, though.
Yeah.
It's not like they can't move backwards through time. Like
they can't move back through time. Yeah.
I know you're a favourite, but they can't, like, that. Where's my time-travelling shark?
Yeah, they can turn around, though. They've probably got quite a small, quite tight turning circle, so I think just stand behind it.
I don't think they have got a tight turning circle.
Is this the most pressing news?
Do you think we should go on to actual news now?
Okay. FIFA.
I can't play now.
I'm not insane. Like, the only good thing about FIFA is the game, yeah?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I guess so. There's all that outrage. I don't know if this is what you're talking about.
That is what I'm talking about.
No, all the outrage with they've introduced girls into FIFA 16. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, Owen.
I think it's a good thing. What do you think?
Do you know why they've done that?
To take some of the heat off all that other shizzle that's going
because
down.
It's
which
like
I know less details
women's
about.
Women's sport week in the world.
Is it?
And it just happened, yeah, so to collide at the same time.
Are you sure like this isn't going to be another Marmite incident and like it's actually April Fool's and then there's not going to be girls?
I've seen it on the Lad Bible, so it must be true.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a thing because, yeah, it's like you're supposed to be promoting like women's sport.
Are they, as with like real life, are they going to make the female goalkeepers absolutely shit? That's the problem with women's football, isn't
See,
it?
See, that's the problem. People saying things like that is what people
have
problems.
Yeah, like the goalkeepers. Everything about women's football is great. Like the skill, like the flair, it's brilliant. The passing, the shooting. But the goalkeepers are just absolutely dreadful. Like they should be allowed to have men in goal. Like there's
Whoa.
There's nothing controversial about that. It's
Do you want them to change the light bulbs and she'll just go and make a sandwich? Or
like, apparently, Sepp Blatter, he said that they should wear tighter shorts to increase the viewing figures.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
He's an idiot.
Well, he won't be an idiot for much longer, will he?
Okay, like Blatter, when asking how he'd deal with racist comments during a match. This is a quote from Sepp Blatter. He should say, "This is a game. We're in a game. And at the end of the game, we just shake hands. This can happen."
Oh,
unbelievable.
I don't know how he gets away with it.
Oh, man. He's just unbelievable. Like, homophobic, like when he was talking about
if you had to spend a weekend camping with either him or Cameron, what would you do?
Definitely take Cameron.
Would you? That's strong from you.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm not saying what I'd do to him.
Oh wow.
No, but okay, if you had to spend it like in their company, but you had to be their friend, you had to agree with everything that they stand for.
What sort of a camping trip is this?
It's every camping trip I've ever been on. You do what I tell you, and you don't tell anyone about it afterwards.
I think Christ, that sounded a bit rapey.
Man.
Who do you go camping with?
I guess we better leave that out.
I'd go with Sepp Blatter over Cameron if I had to go and have a nice weekend away.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Definitely. What about you?
I'd rather go with you guys.
That wasn't an option.
This is like whenever you give Owen like a Sophie's Choice, you always have all that extra kind of small print to it. So that was his small print. You just didn't put it in until after
you didn't. You didn't verify the terms. You didn't ask the question. Yeah. Can I not go with anyone else? Yeah, of course you can. Whoever you want.
Kev's off for a weekend.
Your camping trip.
Right. Would you rather?
Oh, God.
Okay, forget it.
No, say it now.
Right, you can go to, yeah, you can either go, like, who would you rather go with? Right, I'll tell you what, here's the option. You can either go camping with me and Steph.
Okay.
Tanuki.
I'm in.
But it'll rain every day.
Okay, fuck's sake.
Or
I'm all the sunshine you guys need.
Or you can go to Disneyland with Sepp Blatter and David Cameron, and you've got to share a single room with them.
Are we talking about Florida or Paris?
Florida.
Ooh.
Okay, sorry, guys.
Really?
Bear, take that 10 back, Kev.
No, I'd come with you guys, obviously.
Don't backtrack now.
Would I be able to surf? Probably the bad weather would like
you would
lend itself to good surfing
you
conditions.
You wouldn't be able to go with me and Steph. We're going to be in Florida.
Yeah. You made your choice.
Oh, dear. Yeah, well, then it's all good anyway.
It's all good, man.
So, one thing... Well, no, it's all good that they've all been arrested and stuff.
Well, yeah, but everyone knows he's the head of corruption. He said he was going to resign, and then he said this morning, actually, I'm going to continue in my post until maybe we can have a re-election. The earliest it will be is December, so he's just going to do a Farage and stay forever.
He won't, he'll be gone within a week.
Yeah, do you reckon the FBI will take him down?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I found a little bit annoying about it is, like, the FBI, like, brilliant, they've got it, they've sorted it out, no one else has been able to, but I can't help but, like, hate them for, like, using, like, constant sort of puns and stuff when they're talking. It's been, like it's the World Cup of scandal. And, like,
yeah.
Even in their press conferences, we're going to be showing FIFA the red card.
Oh.
It's like, don't do that, and they keep calling it soccer.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do you remember that, I forget which World Cup it was, it might have been back in, like, 2002, something like that, and all of the England team, they had this thing, like, this bet going on that they had to get in as many sort of like puns and catchphrases.
Yeah.
It's a game of 2 halves and stuff like that.
And there was one where they had to do song titles.
Was there?
Yeah, I liked that one. Radio 1 do like a feature of that whenever there's like a big red carpet event and like Scott Mills will give it down the ear, it's like Alice Levine. Oh dear.
Yeah.
He'll give the phrases and yeah, she has to get them in and it's really good. Or Greg James maybe. I'm sure.
Excellent.
Cool.
I don't know what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Blindsided by that great story.
Is there any chance that they're going to move the next two World Cups to anywhere else?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
They're thinking. I don't think they will. I'm going to throw it out there that they won't.
Right, before this thing happened, before that he quit and everything, like there's been a little movement in Europe to try and boycott the next World Cup. And get all the teams in Europe to have their own World Cup and just invite...
A bit
like the Euros, yeah.
No, and invite South American teams and African teams to join and just have our own World Cup, just like, fuck you, FIFA, like, do what you want, like, we're doing this, and, like, have it at the same time as the Russia World Cup.
See, who's going to organise that?
I don't know, Alan Hansen?
Kev?
Okay, well, let's watch this space, but if I had to put my money somewhere, I'd say it's not going to change, it's going to be where it is at the moment.
I wouldn't be surprised to see. Well, how can it be though? Like, do you know what I mean? If money's changed hands for them to get the World Cup, it's got to be cancelled.
But surely they do all this. It was like sorted out ages ago. Surely like they do all the preparation and things, don't they? Do we need to sort this out?
Yeah.
I think we'd probably do a better job than Sepp.
I'm not sure it was sorted out ages ago. He stands up in a court of law.
But like, not yeah, but now, no, that, but, now that it's happened, even no, if there were like hundreds of millions of pounds worth of bribes that made them get it, like you can still say.
No, but like we'll take it back. So say. Like, I know there's all the controversy and stuff, like, and all the... But in Qatar, they've, like, started building stadiums. Is that just going to be half-empty
now? Yeah,
like,
people are dying.
Like, they haven't, like... So, yeah, obviously, if they move it here, we've got stadiums. But if they moved it somewhere else, like, you need to... That shit doesn't pop up overnight.
Yeah, but why should they have it if they've paid bribes to get it? Regardless.
It's like...
I feel like you two should be the opposing side lawyers of when this does happen.
Well, I think the thing is, if they're going to offer money, then it's not there.
Are you speaking from outside your hotel room in Florida?
I think if they're going to offer money, then like that's bad. But what's the bigger crime is it being accepted and being like, yeah. But like, if they, I don't know. I haven't got any thoughts on this.
Personally, I mean, like, if like the worry is that like dog. Worry is that dog. Someone else will just go into FIFA and it will still like, every single person that voted for him to be back in should be out. Do you know what I mean? They know. They all know. Like those 138 people that voted for him to be back in, they need to be gone.
If Robert Mugabe is still in power, like I'm pretty sure Sepp Blatter is going to hold on to something somewhere.
I mean, I'd be more proud of England if we boycotted the next two World Cups than if we won the next two World Cups. To be honest, over this, personally.
Wow.
Strong words from Kev Mayer.
Should we talk about... That's a bit of a dark thing to talk about, isn't it?
Alton Towers?
Yeah.
No-one's dead. Like, yeah. Everyone, they're all out of hospital.
What kind of... gets me about it is, like, it's horrible. No,
do people know what it is?
Okay, so the ride, the Smiler... Yeah, there's a ride called the Smiler, and one of the carriages, like, crashed into another one because it was stationary.
But they weren't smiling anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, four people were quite badly injured, and maybe, like, 16 others. Right there. Massive letter death. I've got it right there. But, like, everyone's come up in this massive uproar about it, and, like, yeah, it's really horrible, but you're 10 times more, like, thousands more times more likely to have a car crash on your way to Alton Towers than you are...
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know why everyone seems to think it's, like, okay, we can never open a theme park again, because they've closed Alton Towers today, like, the whole thing's closed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, don't get me wrong, it shouldn't happen, but it's, like, a freak accident, and it does happen. So
there's... Yeah, it was part human error, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they sent round a test car, because like, to test it, and then... They released the next car before it had got round. Then, for some reason, that got stuck, the test car. So it's a series of, like, unfortunate events, if you like.
A bit like Final Destination.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And then the next one came round. And then, like, there's supposed to be a fail-safe where if two cars were on the same bit of track, approach each other, like, jams the brakes on, that didn't happen either. So it's a series of things. So, you know. But these things don't happen often, do they? Do you know what I mean?
No, that's what I mean. Like,
do you know how often a car crashes in the UK?
Probably about four in that last sentence.
Every 5 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, I learnt this... Stop clicking your fingers then. I learnt this.
That represent death.
Yeah, have you not seen that advert? Every 5 seconds a child dies and they click your fingers, and then, as Owen said, there's kind of a joke. So.
Stop clicking your fingers then.
Yeah.
Just tell the same joke like 12 times.
Shit. Yeah.
Where did you learn that?
I attended a speed awareness course.
Oh, yeah.
I learned all kinds of interesting statistics. Do you want to know any more, or is it a bit grim to talk about?
No, as long as it's not, like, bad.
Okay. Out of all the accidents that happen in the UK on the roads, like what percentage, like say there's town centres, like the countryside or motorways, like what do you reckon the percentage on motorways are out of all of the crashes? If I told you already, then...
No, okay. I don't know. So if we said there was 100% crashes...
That's generally the gist of percentages.
Right, okay, so there's 100% crashes.
Yep.
So how many are on the motorway, how many are on the, in the town?
I'd say something like 11 on a motorway, like really, yeah, really small.
I think it's low on the motorway.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what about town and countryside?
I think town is probably the highest.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You're really disappointed.
It's 4% on the motorway.
Four? Really?
Yeah.
Because it's the only time people really crash on a motorway is when they're not paying attention, whereas in a town, so many things can cause an accident.
Do you want to know one more statistic? Okay. This one's a bit cheerier.
Did you not learn about, like, remember we had this big debate about that more would happen in the night because of drunk drivers, but if you scaled them...
Talk about times.
You should have asked that. No, I'm doing some research for a podcast.
Yeah.
But, what percentage of UK driving licence holders do you think haven't got points on their licence?
Haven't?
Yeah.
I don't have any points on my licence.
Nor do I.
Okay.
I reckon it's not many. I bet it's about...
30%.
40%.
30%, 40% don't have points. 95% don't have points.
Really? I suppose because you can do a lot of courses now, and they go after a few years anyway, don't they?
Yeah, and there's just a lot of careful drivers out there.
Yeah.
I wasn't one of them.
To be fair, I am just lucky that I haven't got
any anymore because I went on the course, didn't I?
Yeah.
Really?
In my life, I've had 12.
How many do you need to get a ban?
If you have 12 at the same time, you get banned.
How many do you have to win to get a prize?
I thought that's when you hit people.
Back to the Orton Towers thing.
Okay, moving on.
Like, compensation-wise, like those people that run it, let's say the ones that aren't injured, so they've just been traumatised for, like, 4.5 hours, like, what do you think they'll get? Because I know what
Three-day pass?
Yeah.
Like, would you accept, like...
a ride to be named after?
10 grand, or...
Here we go again.
free...
But you have to have your leg chopped off.
Free fast passes for the rest of your life.
Well, if you got a choice,
yeah,
definitely 10 grand.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Think how many fast passes you could buy with that anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go there more than 10 more times in my life. Yeah.
If you had free fast passes for the rest of your life, you would.
Nah. It's so far away.
Yeah. You have to leave that half
way. Would it have to include all the Merlin theme parks?
It would. If it was like theme parks like worldwide, then I might think about it. But even then, like,
I'd take the 10 grand. I build my own roller coaster that doesn't crash.
And I think if you get put in this situation, I think you should talk to Lucy about it first.
Yeah. We're all just coming home with some fast passes.
Guess what?
Where are your arms?
Doesn't matter anymore.
You wouldn't be allowed to go on.
I was going to say, because you have to...
I'm going to edit it.
No, that's a genuine question.
What?
Can you go on it if you don't have all your limbs? Because they say... Like, because you'd have to lift your arms for the thing to come down. Oh, God.
I really think we should take this bit out.
It's fine.
No, it's not a...
No, like, you obviously need more than just a torso. Otherwise, you're not going to be...
That's what I mean, the way it's strapped. Because I remember when we went on Colossus...
There aren't that many people that are just a torso.
When I was in year 7 and we went on Colossus... And one of my friends got really freaked out and she moved one of her arms just... like, they weren't paying attention. They were just slamming them down. So then she was, like, half hanging out when we were going round. That's what I mean. Like, it was a genuine question. I wasn't being a knob.
No, that's fine. They always heard that story as well about people that get scalped by roller coasters. You've ever heard
what?
That?
No.
People with long
really
hair.
Tall people. Oh.
No, just people with long hair. Like a roller coaster's gone, and like, I think it's just an urban legend. Like, where the hair's got caught and something, it's whoosh, just like pulled all their hair out.
I've seen that happen on a tube. Like, no, she didn't get scalped, but I was standing with one of my friends. She had really long hair, and you know, like in between the carriages. There's like a little gap and you can have a little window so you can kind of reach through carriage to carriage.
Yeah.
She was standing against one and the tube drove up and she went because the wind took her hair and it was going so fast.
Oh,
I lost my shoe on air as well. That was upsetting.
On what program?
Oh, okay. No, like, because you know you kind of go upside down. I just had dolly shoes on and I was like, wee! And I came to my feet and my shoe went. And I was like, no!
Did you have to spend the rest of the day without
one
a shoe?
One-footed, yeah.
One-footed.
Well, not, I didn't lose... Yeah.
Oh, man. There's some other news, isn't there? Like, they're making a woolly mammoth.
What does that mean?
Right, well, every 5 years, they come out with this bullshit that they've got enough DNA or whatever to create a woolly mammoth.
Are you a woolly mammoth?
And but this time I sort of believe them a bit.
When are they going to make a saber-toothed tiger?
Well, that's not a thing.
What do you mean that's not a thing?
I've seen it on Ice Age, it's a thing.
They haven't got the DNA for it. Oh. But they can make a woolly mammoth.
It's
part element.
why would they want... Like, where would it be? Just in, like, zoos?
Just in a zoo,
is this
yeah.
the start of Jurassic Park?
Pretty much.
Oh, we need to go and see that, guys.
Mm.
I mean, do work.
But, yeah, would you go and see it?
Jurassic Park, probably.
you know how you get, like... There's the man in, like, somewhere in, like, South America that he's, like, they call him the wolf man, and he's, like, all covered in hair and that, and it's, like, a bit of a sort of genetic anomaly.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of elephants. No, I don't like that. Not one that bit. There's lots of elephants in the world. Is there not one of them that's already, like, just accidentally furry?
Have you ever touched an elephant? They're really hairy.
Are they?
Yeah, like, they're really dry and really hairy.
So what's the story with a woolly mammoth?
They're bigger, for a start.
They've got tusks. Oh, no, elephants have tusks. They,
They're just woolly mammoths. Like, they're bigger than elephants.
They not just put a wig on an elephant?
No, like, I think they could, but they'd be rubbish. They want to do it because they can.
Because they can.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with bringing species. There must be a reason they died out. It might be because it was horrible.
Well, it's because...
Have you not seen Ice Age?
It was to do with, cavemen, used to eat them. But what they do, they'd herd them, and then they'd make them run off a cliff.
Are you basing this on 10,000 BC?
No, it's a fact. Like, they used to run them off a cliff, and then they'd eat the meat. But what they do, they'd run, 10 off at once. They'd all die, and then they wouldn't be able to eat the meat, because, there'd be too much. And then they'd have to kill another one, but they were too stupid. They'd kill another 10 at once, so they just killed them all.
Okay.
So it's our fault. So maybe we're doing them, a solid by bringing them back. Sorry, when you're all off a cliff.
Well, where are they going to be, though? Because imagine one of them just knocking about the countryside.
Well, no, they'd live in the snowy lands.
The snowy lands? Where's that, Steph?
I was trying to think.
Where are these?
Antarctica? That's a snow land.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's shrinking, isn't it?
Yes.
There's barely enough room for the penguins.
What else is snowy?
Scotland.
Christmas.
Greenland? Yeah. Isn't that a common misconception? It's not green, it's snowy.
Yeah.
I think people thought it was green.
Didn't they? Okay.
Okay. So we've talked, it's nearly been 30 minutes. Oh my God. We've talked about so much news.
Shit.
At the same time, I feel like we haven't really said anything.
Well, can we just have a yes or no for the woolly mammoth coming back?
All right.
Steph?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yay. Okay. So, BBC Hunger Games.
Hunger Games for the Poor. Have you seen that?
No, it doesn't feel like it's a real thing. It feels like it's scaremongering.
Well, basically, what they're doing, they're getting, the 10 poorest people in the country, people that are... They're making them fight to the death. No, they're not making them fight to the death. They're making them do a series of challenges. And then they get to... Their prize is to win the National Living Wage for a year.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
That sounds like a Channel 4 programme, not a BBC one.
It's unbelievable.
As long as they're not,
What?
Exploiting them.
No, yeah, as long as they're not, exploitative, derogatory challenges or anything, then...
Is it not derogatory and exploitative to do that anyway? To find the 10 poorest
people? Why should poor people not be allowed to go on game shows, but other people are?
You just said you don't like it when animals lick people's faces, and yet you tried to kiss it.
I didn't kiss it.
Yeah, but you pulled away. Look, now you've confused him. Do dogs have emotions? Is he confused?
I think that's not a story. I think let it happen. If it's good, then it's good. If it's not, then it's not.
But he wants a kiss now.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't believe you just brushed it aside when it's probably the most controversial thing that's happened this week.
Oh, it's not like that cake, is it?
It's worse than that. God. People have gone absolutely mental about it.
But the people who are taking part...
Maybe if they know more details than I do, but from what you've just told me, game show for the poor, sounds all right.
Yeah.
Like Owen from his ivory tower. Let them fight.
If they want to do it, if it's like the running man and they're rounding them up and putting them into combat to the death, then there's a massive problem. But choosing to do it,
it's that thing, isn't it? Of you've got nothing. You've got nothing. Here's this carrot. You can have the national minimum wage.
Yeah, well,
do you know what I mean? It's wrong.
I'd like to think.
Well, surely they'd rather have it than not, though.
Yeah, but they should have it anyway.
Yeah, but they haven't. So if this is a way that it can happen, then let it happen. If they could go on...
I feel like you're going to set the dog on him.
If they could go on X Factor, and so, my favourite thing about something like X Factor is where you get these,
Silver
lining.
Yeah, the silver lining, sure. There's a phrase Saving I'm looking grace. For. You've confused me. You get these people that wouldn't have these opportunities. You get this mum of 12 that's she's done a bit of singing and that, and the judges, she got the whole backstory and stuff, and the judges are oh, here we go again, and then she starts singing. She sounds like an absolute angel.
Susan Boyle.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Well, there was that one that won it a few years back, wasn't there? Who was less weird than that Susan Boyle?
Sam.
Yeah. Where's she ever going to get that kind of opportunity?
Oh, I do agree with that, but I don't agree with the back. I don't like the sob story thing. I think if you've got a talent, you've got talent.
I don't watch game shows or anything like that. I don't really watch much TV. But if I were to do that, then I would want someone like that to win it rather than someone that's got it all anyway.
Yeah.
Mm. Louis Walsh has left the X Factor as well. You'd be heartbroken to know.
It doesn't. I don't give not even one shit. I don't care.
Isn't Nick Grimshaw going to take his place?
For fuck's sake.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mind him as a character.
Yeah, it just annoys me a bit. Noel Gallagher was always rumoured, wasn't he? Like, they like Simon Cowell, every series offers him like more and more money to do
it. If he ever took that up, he would never be able to face any of his fans ever again.
I think it would be quite cool, though. Like, if he was on it, you'd get...
Yeah, but you can't trash talk something for years and years and say it's, like, the worst thing to ever happen to music industry and then go, but they paid me £1 million, so
he's quite straight talking. I think he probably would be like, this is how much money they're paying me. You would do it as well.
Yeah, I think, like, if he was on it, like, you'd get, like... more people like us going on it with guitars and bands and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
I still wouldn't go on it.
Yeah.
I've already entered you for next year.
You won't?
I've entered you for next year.
Rude.
Just be grateful that's all it entered you.
Told you to stop entering me.
Miss Universe.
Yeah, I don't care.
On that note.
Okay, the Queen. I saw the Queen on telly the other day, and it was the most garish thing I've ever seen in my life. She was coming on to talk about the One Nation, David Cameron's One Nation, in her crown.
I feel like that's all this has been about.
Mm.
What? David Cameron's One Nation?
Yeah, just like anti-establishmentness.
What bit?
All of it.
What? FIFA?
Yeah, and the somehow just all of it.
It's you're so righteous sticking up for the little man like Sepp Blatter. did you see it?
No.
Oh, it's bad, man. Like, she's there in that crown and stuff. Like,
Has to wear that, though. It's like a ceremonial thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a lot of ceremonies involved. Like, do you know, like, how they started off? Like, was, like, the reason that the Queen's got money and all the kings and queens had money is because, like, they were given the title of nobility. And, like, the idea was, and, like, we all gave them money so that when the country got into trouble, like, that's, like, they'd protect us. Like, that's why they went to war and stuff like that. And then over the years... all of that bit that they were supposed to do for us is gone. They still kept all the money and the nobility, which, like, and I've never really thought about it like that until recently. I just find it really grating now. Let's get rid of her and get, like... I was thinking about
it.
Hashtag evidence, exhibit A.
Yeah.
No, you should just...
Imagine if she got killed and someone heard this.
You gave them probable cause out the wazoo.
I'm not going to kill her. She's a little old lady. And I don't even think she should go to war. Can't send her out to the Middle East. But, I don't know.
That's
like,
my arm.
I was stroking your arm. Yeah, it was a dog. But, I sort of think, like, I mean, people always sort of say, you know, they make a lot of money through tourism and stuff. But, you know, so does Disneyland. Just get Disneyland instead.
But we... but it's part of our heritage, isn't it? I'm quite in favour of the royals. I don't think they do any harm. I think, like, we got bank holiday. I'm happy with that when that baby was born. Like, fine by me. I think it's a good thing that brings people together. Everyone has street parties. I don't pay for them as much as, like, I'd pay for a Disneyland. What if Disneyland had a crash and people died? Royals aren't going to kill me. Steph logic.
That's amazing. I don't know where to begin. I'm not anti the Queen, like, but yeah.
It's you just said we should get rid of her.
Yeah. I just think we should.
Like a bit of a
and then you got a knife.
It's like you said to me the other day, like, if we were starting again.
Oh, no.
You said to me the other day, if we were all starting again, and, like, someone sort of said, right, what we want to do, we're going to have this little old lady, like, put her in a really, really expensive hat, and we'll all give her shitloads of money to start with. Like, you'd be like, no, what are you talking about? Let's build fucking loads of hospitals instead with that money. Do you know what I mean? It's like, how many hospitals could you pay for with that crown alone?
That's kind of the same argument, though, saying, oh, why don't you take all of the money that footballers make and put it into something else? Like, it's there for a reason. That's...
What is the reason for the Queen?
Because of things like tourism, like you say, and they still, all the royal engagements they do, they help out a lot of... I know, like, we shouldn't be helping out other countries in our state.
I don't mind helping out other countries. Like,
one world, bruv.
If there's no Queen, your favourite man, David Cameron, would be in charge of everything.
Nah, he's too silly.
No.
He's too silly.
Obama would... like, I would be happy for him to be in charge of everything.
What, Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Obama.
Whoa.
Listen, we're stop trying to bump off, like, politicians and royalty.
I'm not saying we should kill any of them.
Oh, okay.
Not all of them. Well, I've got some stats anyway.
Oh, God, you've got a secret page. You've never done that before.
Yeah.
Okay, like, so... The Queen and the monarchy bring in £176 million per year into the economy through tourism. Like, if we had a Disneyland, right, that they'd make £2 billion per park per year. We need to charge them 20% to have it in our country. We'll make £200 million.
But that money wouldn't go back into the country. That would go back into Disneyland.
No, we charge them 20% of their profits. That's £6 billion profit that they make a year.
Do you not think maybe if that was a genuine idea, someone would have pitched it already, like if it would work?
Why wouldn't it work?
I don't know. I feel like I need more facts.
I just feel like if it's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true.
I'm out.
Oh, shit. Owen?
I literally couldn't care less.
He's run out of shits to give. Now you can't care.
No, get Disneyland.
Yeah?
Yeah, get Disneyland.
Excellent. One.
Oh, God, you've got another page.
No, that's
it. It's the same one.
I thought that was a whole page of new facts.
No, that's us for the day, I think, isn't it?
Okay.
Is it? I don't know. I wasn't, like, abruptly ending it, but...
Okay. Well, I'll do this.
Breakfast Bear. Are you looking at me?
Yeah, you normally...
Are you looking at me?
Yeah. You made me do it last time and I messed it up.
Your hand is literally bigger than Nico's head.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that.
Why?
He's only little. Oh. You might crush
him. Tear your face off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been listening to Breakfast Bad. You can contact us on breakfast _bad. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, that's on the Twitters. Yeah. You can find us on Facebook at Breakfast Bad. You can email us at breakfastbad@outlook.com.
There you go.
Yes!
And we're on iTunes.
iTunes, yeah. We need to get links up for iTunes. I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
You go to on iTunes and we don't need to talk about this now. Yeah. There's a button that you can press in the way you pay for it section that you can make it go. Because really? Other people can do this as well. They can all share it in that.
We need some people to do some reviews on iTunes. Like, we haven't got any reviews yet.
Okay.
So we haven't got a rating. But the individual episodes have got, like they've got ratings in order of popularity.
Have they?
So
we can see which one was the best one?
One about 3 episodes ago, I think, episode 4 or 5.
Oh, okay. Was that the Pret one? I think that's probably our best one.
Which one?
The Pret and the free coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
That's that.
Yeah, I'll speak to you soon. Bye.